This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joe Biden's federal bunglers of injustice, the FBI and the federal prosecutors, once again fumbled their First Amendment violating undercover operations after misleading a federal court seeking unwarranted gag orders during a federal investigation of Project Veritas's ties to the alleged theft of a diary belonging to President Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley Biden. Politico claimed that the raids generated controversy in some circles because Project Veritas identifies itself as a news organization, and the use of search warrants against journalists and news outlets is extremely rare due to Justice Department policies and a federal law passed in 1980 to limit such investigative steps. After Project Veritas was raided Roger Stone style, U.S. District Court Judge Annalisa Torres agreed to a request by Project Veritas to appoint a special master to review the info on their seized devices to ensure that prosecutors couldn't get access to their emails, their text messages, and other records that might be subject to attorney-client privileges. Lo and behold, Project Veritas's attorneys have now learned that for nearly a year before the raids even occurred, prosecutors had already used gag orders within grand jury subpoenas and court-ordered seizures of all of the emails O'Keefe and several Project Veritas colleagues kept during a three-month span in 2020. Project Veritas is just one example of the war being waged on those who wield their First Amendment rights in a bid to expose the truth. Recently, the EU president tweeted that the state-owned Russia Today and Sputnik and their subsidiaries will no longer be able to spread lies to justify Putin's war and announced a ban on these outlets. Say what you want about invasive Russian propaganda. The censorship of RT and Sputnik cancels any dialogue from the opposing side. Meanwhile, InfoWars faces down a Sandy Hook lawsuit engineered to set a precedent to cancel any news organization that questions the mainstream media narrative, leading to the inevitability that all dissent, even by individuals, will be outlawed.
They start out with demonizing me, that I believe in a new world order and a global government. And of course, just last week, the Davos group met, announced world government planetary control.
And the title of this session, Are We Ready for a New World Order?
And they're really thinking with this lawsuit, they're going to outlaw questioning big events like WMDs in Iraq or Jussie Smollett or any of these things that have happened, and that questioning these and looking at the evidence and information is a crime. But here's the big takeaway, and I'll just admit it. I could have done a better job on Sandy Hook. Some of the anomalies that we reported on were not accurate, and I admitted it years before I was sued. But the issue is, this is all about them being holier than thou, and they're the arbiters of truth, and they're the Democrats, and they're the ones that love you, and Alex Jones is the devil, to distract from how the corporate media has been caught lying to people consciously about WMDs, the list literally goes on and on. And what's crazy is the public's basically totally woken up, not just here, but around the world. And nothing they're doing is reversing that. But they pick these weird, neurotic subjects like January 6th or Alex Jones and Sandy Hook, and they just obsess like a religion on that. And meanwhile, I'm here in Connecticut. Everywhere I go, I'm just shaking hands. Black, white, old, young, oh, Alex Jones. But a lot of them are mad at me. They go, hey, we questioned Sandy Hook. Why are you backing off? And these folks don't even get up in their big ivory tower law firms that the world has moved on from their BS. And yeah, do I make mistakes? Yes. But I don't lie on purpose like the corporate media does on record.
And so I had the impression watching the attack on Mr. Jones that this trial will be about something far greater than what happened at Sandy Hook. The trial is going to be about ordinary people's ability to say, I'm not buying it. I want to raise questions. I want to draw my own conclusions.
I mean, for those of us who missed the McCarthy era, I guess this president is intent on bringing it to us, but with new force and new power and new urgency, unlike anything we've ever seen.
The federal government, aided by tech overlords and a deeply propagandized media, is yet again flagrantly violating and abusing First Amendment rights in order to satisfy the dictatorial demands of the creeping agenda of the New World Order. John Bowne reporting.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Alex is still en route. The problem is that we used to live in a first world country, and that's not so much the case anymore. I'm sure you've seen the headlines recently about the backups at the Austin airport. It's like we don't have enough fuel. It's just endless lines. People just like abandoning their rental cars on the side of the road. It's just, you know, you grew up maybe in a nation that was able to take care of itself, where everything ran pretty well, where if you had a problem, you could, you know, bring it up and it'd get solved pretty quickly. Like that, those days are over. Those don't exist anymore. We're in a weird sort of anarcho-tyranny setup now where the government has no reason and no desire, it seems, to fulfill any of their obligations, but you will be held to the highest standards. If you mess up even a little bit, well, now you're a domestic terrorist, and you questioned us, prepare to go to prison. Austin Airport running low on fuel is Texas Capital's latest growing pain. Yeah, it's because of our growing pains, obviously. Just like how, you know, all the crime that we're seeing spiking across the country is probably because of climate change, if I had to guess. If it was anything, it's got to be one of those. Of course, we know that COVID, while it may seem like it's over, you may be able to walk around now and, you know, see smiling faces and go into restaurants and actually sit down and order. Like, life is returning to normal, and this is the loosening of the boa constrictor. Right? It'll tighten again. It'll clamp down again. We will once again be under the strictest orders, and it looks like Shanghai, sort of a testing ground, sort of a vision into our future, perhaps. Here you see the lovely doctors helping somebody. It's for your health. These are fists of peace. Oh, they're all getting in on it. You know, throw the guy on the ground. Did he do something wrong? Maybe. Maybe not. Who's to say? If you're a radio listener, we are literally watching a man run away from like 12 people in hazmat suits as they savagely beat him. It's for your health, though. It's because they care so much about you. They love you so much. Now they're hitting him with a tree? What is going on? Well, what's going on is it's total biotechnocratic tyranny on every level, to the highest extreme. And let's go to some more videos of this. Let's go to the one titled, "This is the Future the Elites Want." We see an example of what's happening in Shanghai. I'm going to go ahead and roll as B-roll, because they are essentially implementing the COVID passport like they're trying to do across the world, and we'll talk about how they're getting to that. But in Shanghai, you have to have a COVID pass. If it's green, then you're free to go. Everything's normal. If it's red, however, you're going to be sent to a COVID camp. You're going to be sent to a quarantine camp. even if you're a child, even if you're just a little baby child, they will rip you away from your parents and send you off to a quarantine camp. Here we see all of the citizens of this country. This is you in the future, America. This is where we're going. This is where we're headed. Oh, you're walking down the street, down on the ground, on your knees. Show us your passport. Oh, you're red? Get in the van. Say goodbye to your family. No, scratch that. There's no time to say goodbye. You're gone. You're disappeared. It's over. Really brutal stuff. And, I mean, just if you want to know what America's going to look like in the future, just type Shanghai into Google and see what we got. Now, this guy, and we can turn up the audio on this if we want. He's from Beijing, and he's trapped in Shanghai. He can't get out of Shanghai. He's literally on his knees begging, pointing at his ID, going, I just want to go home. Please, for the love of God, just let me go home. He's appealing. He's appealing to the good nature of the state. And he's coming up completely empty because they despise you, and they want nothing but your submission. So, the number of videos coming out of Shanghai right now is really astonishing. The brutality. Oh, my God, I haven't even seen this one. Here's the police standing around in a circle as the doctor here, the nurse, in his hazmat suit, is stomping on the head of a poor infected patient. It's for your health, folks. It's all for your health. From Washington Post, China said its COVID strategy was superior, but it's failing in Shanghai. I don't know. It seems to be working perfectly. It seems to be working incredibly well, actually. People are unable to question you, be beaten by doctors, have to be begging on your hands and knees just to go about your daily business. I think all this is working exactly as designed. And here they are carting away children. Hey, that's good. That's what we need. It's all about COVID, right? Even New York Times is sort of questioning this high-tech kidnapping here going on. There's a child in full hazmat suit. I mean, it would be funny. It would be comical if it wasn't coming here and if it wasn't happening to real people. And if it wasn't, you know, actual signs of really just brutal overreach by the government. From New York Times, Shanghai seethes in COVID lockdown, posing test to China's leadership. Residents in Shanghai, China's most populous and cosmopolitan city, have responded to the government's pursuit of zero COVID with a rare outpouring of criticism. See, it's a rare outpouring of criticism because you're not allowed to criticize them. As it's very rare to have criticism when you ban criticism. That's what the tyrants are figuring out. Parents have organized petitions imploring the government not to separate children infected with coronavirus from their families. Parents have demanded to speak with higher-ups about shoddy conditions at isolation facilities. Residents have confronted officials over containment policies that they see as unfair or inhumane, then shared recordings of those arguments online. So I guess in a way, it's sort of a double-edged sword, right? On one hand, we are staring at a horrific, dystopian, hellish nightmare that is in place right now on the planet Earth. Like, it's happening. This is taking place, and nobody in America seems to be against this, right? If you take a kidnap victim away from their kidnapper on the southern border, they will scream and cry that you're separating children from their parents. But, oh, when it comes to COVID, yeah, take the kids. Take the kids away from their parents, isolate them in a government facility, and do with them what you will. Maybe steal their organs. Y'all read that article recently? Cutting out hearts to kill people in China? I mean, just utterly brutal, right? And that's on one hand. On the other hand, at a certain point, you cannot hold humanity down like this. Even people in China who are so conditioned with the social credit score and the brutal communist tactics are not standing for this. They're fighting back against it, and the grip is slipping. The more they squeeze, the more the people of Shanghai are slipping out of their grip. But they're using, again, just the most dystopian tactics possible. From Business Insider, for Insider.com, Shanghai is flying drones over district to tell citizens under lockdown to, quote, curb your soul's desire for freedom and comply with COVID-19 restrictions. Oh, please, please destroy your soul for us. Here you have the drone. Let's pull the audio up on this. So What was happening here is residents in Shanghai, since they are forbidden from going outside, forbidden from leaving their abodes, they're instead opening windows and going on their balconies and singing in protest. And so then China sends out a flashing drone with a large loudspeaker to demand people go inside and, quote, curb your soul's desire for freedom. Replace it with your soul's desire to conform to the demands of the state. I'm telling you, I've literally never seen anything like what's happening in Shanghai. And it is almost certainly coming here. Did we have one more video I wanted to go to, or did we get to all of them? I think that may be all of them. That should be enough, right? Drones flying around yelling at people to shut their windows and stop singing and to curb their soul's demand for freedom. Being able to demand that you take out your phone at a moment's notice, get on your knees and present to them your movement passport, and should it flash red, haul you off in a van to a quarantine camp, because it's all for your safety, right? They're pushing the limits here, folks. This may be a beta test. That may be what's happening here. Is there, they've chosen one city to go, how far can we push it before we export these tactics to the wider world? COVID is not over, folks. It's just getting started, and the dystopia is coming.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith. Alex Jones is on his way. I promise he is. Certain things you have to go through. Anyway, honestly, I'm hosting the War Room after this. It's gonna be a busy day for me. But God, can you imagine being anywhere else right now? Like, where else would I rather be? This is the crux of the battle. I'm in the middle of the crucible right now, in the most epic battle for the fate of humanity the world has ever seen. My God, what an honor it is to be with you, and I'm so glad you're here with us. And I hope that you support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's the American Journal in the morning or the War Room in the afternoon or the Alex Jones Show here at midday. Everything is brought to you entirely by InfoWars Store, and the discounts that we give you are really unprecedented. Unimaginable. When's the last time you got 75% off anything ever? My wife gets these coupons for like 25% off some store, and she saves them for months. It's like, wow, 25% off, that's huge. 75% off, we're practically asking you to steal from us. But of course, it all goes towards supporting this program and everything we do here at InfoWars, including Band.video and the incredible content creators that post there on a regular basis, whether it's the supplements, the T-shirts, the survival gear. There are gifts there for anybody that may have an event coming up. Get the T-shirts at cost, just an incredible sale. And these are going to be collector's items, folks. A lot of these designs, these T-shirt designs, will never come back. So, heck, buy one for yourself, buy one for a friend, and buy one just to keep in a closet somewhere and sell on eBay in 20 years. We don't care. Be a capitalist. It's awesome. And also, you know, while I'm on it, the collectible silver coin, we're running out very rapidly. I don't know if we'll make it through today before selling all of them out, but make sure to get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate it. And again, we're here to tell you, tomorrow's news today, COVID has not gone anywhere. In fact, it is almost certainly coming back pretty soon. And as Right Side Fred posts this screenshot from Good Morning Britain, COVID is everywhere and it's anything. And you need to be scared of just literally anything. They have COVID's 9 new symptoms, and they include shortness of breath, feeling tired, aching body, headache, sore throat, blocked or running nose, lack of appetite, diarrhea, or feeling sick or being sick. That's right, folks. If you're sick or feeling sick, or if you're just not hungry, maybe you have a sore throat, if you're just tired, that's COVID, folks. You need to lock down immediately. It's just absurd. But again, they're keeping this, so you know, just pump it up every once in a while. Keep it in people's minds. Keep it in the forefront of their awareness. Just keep them ready for the next big whatever variant they're going to come up with. And of course, all of this psychological operation of COVID is towards a single goal, which is global governance. Through the biotechnocratic control of our very financial systems. Now, there is a bit of good news. I do have one little point of good news, and that is that mandatory vaccines for people 60 and over has been defeated in Germany. They were trying to mandate vaccines, a fourth booster shot, I believe, for anybody 60 or over, and that has been defeated as of this morning in the German parliament. So that's good. That's nice. And you also have this. European health agencies say it's too early for second boosters in most people. So just wait a little bit. Just wait a little bit. And the booster will come. It'll be here. It'll be there for you. We already approved it here, of course. It was an easy thing to approve it once you silenced the experts. The FDA, in approving their newest booster, didn't even ask the experts. In fact, they'd passed the booster. They'd approved the booster before they even brought them in. The article, I believe it was from InfoWars, said, you know, basically this is like asking lawyers to present a case for a judge who had already issued a ruling of guilty or not guilty. So they approved the booster. They allowed the booster, and then they asked the experts about the booster, and then they ignored what the experts said. But here's a very interesting story from Epoch Times from yesterday. Memo reveals State Department assessed in early 2020 that a lab leak was the most likely origin of COVID-19. A newly released memo from the U.S. State Department reveals that government officials knew very early on in the COVID pandemic that it likely originated at a lab in Wuhan, China. That memo, dated April 2020, suggests that out of five possible origins for COVID, a lab leak was by far the most likely. The memo also suggested that alternative theories had been introduced to prevent a lab leak from being investigated. The memo, which focused almost entirely on the likelihood of a lab leak, contains a large amount of information that wasn't known publicly at the time it was written. Well, you know, it was known publicly. It was just censored endlessly. It was just that if you tried to tell the truth about what was going on with COVID, you would be kicked off of the internet. And if you were a doctor, you might have your license pulled. And if you were a broadcaster, you might be fired from your job. And if you were anybody, you would be ridiculed by the lemmings in our country that will mindlessly repeat whatever lies that they're told. Although a lab leak is now widely accepted as a likely origin for the virus, when the memo was written, a concerted effort was underway to discredit that possibility. And I remember this. I'm sure InfoWarriors out there had this same experience early on in the pandemic. I mean, it was an IQ test, right? The pandemic is an IQ test. When they present to you, just like I'm sure you've seen the skit during the breaks, right? It was like, well, you got two options here. It came from right here, and within this little circle of, you know, ground zero for COVID, you have a farmer's market and you have a level four bioweapons lab with doing experiments on gain of function research with coronaviruses that has a history of security faults. And it's one of those. It's either the farmer's market or it's the bioweapons lab. Which one do you think it came out of? And most people in America failed this very simple test. They went, oh, that farmer's market sounds dangerous. That farmer's market sounds like it might be a hotbed of viruses. I'll go with that. And I remember early on in the pandemic, you know, just knowing this, just being aware this had taken place. The video's on band.video. You can see me in front of the White House on January 20th, 2020, right? Is that when it was? 2019? My God, my years are getting all mixed up. 2020, yeah, okay. So for some reason, I was thinking January 6th was 2020. Yeah, so January 2020, before the word COVID or coronavirus had even made its appearance in the mainstream media, InfoWars was reporting not only that COVID was spreading and that we should be doing things to prevent it from getting to these shores, we were also pointing out that the likely source was the lab leak. So early on, you know, talking to friends and going, yeah, it probably came from a lab. And they're just like, that's conspiracy theory. No, that's conspiracy theory. So it's like, wait, you didn't even know COVID existed 5 minutes ago? I've known for a month, and now you're telling me it's conspiracy theory that it came from a lab that it most definitely came from? You really just have to be sort of, you really kind of have to admire the control that the mainstream media has over people's minds, where it can be so obvious that the origin of this virus with its manufactured Fear and cleavage sites, and its DNA profile that dates back as far as 2016 with the Moderna trademarked virus, that before they even know about it, they know that the lab leak theory was a conspiracy. Like, what do those people think now? I really have to wonder. We'll be right back.
We are only offering three coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin as we enter the last days of March into April 2022 is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
There truly is a war on for your mind, ladies and gentlemen, and we're here just to fight to get it back into your hands. Oh, man, I'm sort of the perfect story to cover for that statement, too. But let me tell you, some shakeups are happening here. Some reorganizations are going on. You will not be stuck with the Harrison Smith Show for 9 hours today. It looks like I may get some respite, but I'm happy to do it. I just think the audience is probably sick of seeing me. But I'll be here for the remainder of this hour. Then Royce White will be taking over the Alex Jones Show. Alex is on the way. He's been caught up a little bit. in air in with his flight. But he is on his way, and he'll be here probably shortly after the start of the 1 o'clock hour. So he'll be here, then he'll take over the first hour of the War Room, and then I may or may not be hosting the War Room. I think it may be Dr. Jane Ruby sitting in for me in the War Room as well. But these are battlefield reformations, right? These are the battle formations being rejiggered, so we can bring you all of the latest breaking news and cover it all with style. Remember, support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate it. And, I was saying on the show earlier today, it's like, it's like being in the mafia, but you don't commit any crimes, right? It's just like indictments coming down and just like crazy stuff always happening. It's like we just try to read the news. I just print out articles and I talk about the news, and then the authorities come stomping in. It's insane. I would understand it if this was like The Sopranos and we're out there busting heads and robbing people. It's like, no, we're not. We've done nothing wrong. We've never done anything wrong, and we can't get a break, right? We just hold a peaceful protest. You're under arrest. To talk about the news, you're being sued. It's just like we can't get a break, and we'll keep fighting. I mean, the harder they push, the harder we push back. So we're going to keep doing it as long as we possibly can. It's just entirely up to you. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, we will be here. If you don't, we'll go away. It's as simple as that. I've said it before, like we are an army on the march. The morale is high. The spirits are high. We're ready to march on to that next objective. It's just whether our supply line is intact. The driver is willing. The foot is on the gas, pressing the pedal to the floor. It's just whether or not we have gas in the tank that will determine whether we get there. So please help us out. Reform our supply line at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate it more than we can possibly say. But let's get back to this story from the Epoch Times. Memo reveals State Department assessed in early 2020 that the lab leak was most likely the origin of COVID-19. According to the newly released memo, the State Department knew as of April 2020 that the central issue surrounding an obsession with collecting and testing a massive amount of virus-carrying bats on the part of the Wuhan Institute of Virology and China's Wuhan-located Center for Disease Control and Prevention. State Department noted that the lab testing of the earliest known patient at the Wuhan Central Hospital in December 2019 determined the virus was a, quote, bat SARS-like coronavirus. At the time this patient was tested, the Communist Party in China had not disclosed that there was a problem at all. And when they finally acknowledged an outbreak, they initially blamed it on pneumonia. It was only at the end of January that the CCP finally started admitting that January 19 was caused by a new virus that was transmitted between humans. By that time, the virus had already been seeded across the globe, and any chance at suppression had been lost. It was during that same time period that the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, was made aware of the virus's likely origin, having been told by a group of scientists whom he was funding that there was a high probability that the virus was engineered. And then he went on TV and lied to us continuously and called us conspiracy theorists and wrote letters to popular scientific publications to lie, to hide the truth, hide the reality, and in order to confound the American people and allow them to act like this was all just a reaction to something that naturally occurred. Nothing about this was natural, not the reaction, not the creation, and not the fact that Event 201 was held just a month or so before it came out. Again, if you can't have some bit of skepticism in you after these 2 years, I have a bridge to sell you. It's a wonderful bridge for $1 million. Send your checks now, because I'll send you the bridge momentarily. Like, you really have to be that stupid. You really do. It's just insane. It's just absolutely wild. And it's really funny that we weren't allowed to talk about this, and that people actually like went along with it, and that, like, how many bio labs do we fund? Right, just relating this back to what we were talking about earlier with the Ukrainian bio labs. Well, we have like a dozen bio labs that we fund with just tens of millions of dollars from American taxpayers. And we have labs in China, and we have labs in just everywhere else in the world, right? There's just millions of our dollars are pouring into. And of course, we look at that and we go, oh, you're doing bioweapons research. You're up to nefarious stuff that's just no good for anybody. And they go, no, absolutely not. No, the only reason that all of these labs exist is for one purpose. It's to identify and prevent emerging infectious diseases. And it's like, oh, okay, so where were you? Where were you? What were you doing when there was a new infectious disease that was spreading for months and months and months? I mean, maybe it was just because we're at InfoWars and we're tuned into this sort of stuff. But for the entire month of January, during the first outbreak of COVID-19, like we were watching YouTube streams of people going through news from China. You could go on 4chan and see entire threads, right? Corona Chan. There were comics of this personified coronavirus that people were making jokes out of. Like, everybody knew this was happening. The mainstream media must have missed this somehow. They must have just completely ignored all of these warning signs. Somehow all of these labs that we fund to be our outpost to identify the emerging infectious diseases, they were all just blind to this. Somehow a bunch of dudes on 4chan figured it out, but they couldn't. They missed this. I mean, it's ridiculous. So it's like, why are we funding these labs if they don't do the one thing they're supposed to do? Because they do that, and then they hide it, right? So 59 labs around the world handle the deadliest pathogens. Only a quarter score high on safety. Funded by your tax dollars. And carried out by the very same people that put us into lockdown, destroyed the economy, centralized so much wealth and power throughout the entire pandemic. And they're not giving it up. And it's not going away. G20 discussed universal vaccine passport and verifier. Assuming the presidency in the upcoming G20 summit, Indonesia has begun health working group meeting series, which began on the 28th and 30th of March 2022 in Indonesia. They seek to harmonize safe travel procedures worldwide, especially the recognition of COVID-19 vaccine certificates in the wake of the devastating pandemic that ravaged countries across the globe. The HWG meeting was aimed to foster a dialogue in the health sector between participating countries and to synchronize global health protocols. Just like how the Event 201 organization was held to train people how to respond to the outbreak of an infectious disease out of Wuhan, China. That was a coronavirus. They knew all of the details. They had it all planned out. And what did they plan? They planned how to control the media, how to control the discussion about the outbreak, how to control vaccine skeptics, and how to silence them. That's what they planned. That's what they had in place before the virus actually hit us. And here from truthtalk.uk, the NHS COVID-19 app, the little app that doesn't go away. Oh, you thought that was temporary? I'm sorry, you thought that was going away at some point? Why would that go away? Why would they release you from the trap once you'd fallen for it? It's like reading the mice newspaper, and it's like, the cheese is a trap. It's like, yeah, we know. It's a big, fat trap there to kill you. And you fell for it. And now you're surprised. You're surprised, apparently. It's recently been revealed that the UK Health Security Agency, has been awarded a £2.46 million contract to the multinational digital technology company Net Company to develop, maintain, and support the NHS COVID-19 app, i.e. the contact tracing app, rather than the NHS app. And it's already been revealed that the police in Germany have used COVID contact tracing apps to track down criminals. So if you think this is just sticking to health, and if you think it's going away anytime soon, we desperately need you to wake up. Please, for the love of God, wake up. Won't you wake up and help us? Please.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex Jones. You know what's amazing? I could spend 10 hours today, from the 3 hours of the American Journal to the 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show to the 3 hours of Warm. I could spend all those hours talking about just the news of just today, and I still wouldn't be able to cover it all. Isn't it incredible? I mean, I haven't even gotten to a lot of the stories that are some of the biggest. I really just want to read this one almost in full. It's really an amazing article from The Sun, UK outlet. The title's fantastic. Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse will, quote, steal your identity so you mindlessly conform, experts warn. That's what it's all about. Concerns over the metaverse's effect on individual identities have been growing among experts. As companies continue to push forward with plans to enter the metaverse, many questions are being raised about the future of digital identities online. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has long been vocal about his plans for the metaverse, a digital world that will combine gaming, social media, augmented reality, and cryptocurrency for an integrated user experience. The metaverse is the next evolution of social connection, he says. Well, David Auerbach, an American author and former Microsoft and Google software engineer, posits in an essay published in Unheard that a user's individuality will only suffer further in the metaverse. Auerbach, not sure how to pronounce that, predicts that the virtual space will foster an environment of group uniformity that will put the melting pot tendencies of the last century to shame. Saying, quote, individuality will be dissolved into a unified mindset of one's chosen monocultures. Once having joined a stratum, members will naturally play down their differences in favor of their commonalities to the point where they forget those differences, Auerbach writes. Furthermore, the former engineer believes the users will not only be robbed of their individuality, but their identities will essentially be for sale. Writing, quote, the result of the metaverse will be the monetization of identity. The metaverse seeks to make money off of less loaded aspects of identity by fostering intra-group solidarity through purchases. Yeah, you are a commodity in the future. He says, he continues, this is Tiernan Ray, former technology editor for Barron's. They're concerned with basic individual autonomy being compromised in the virtual world. Quote, in a metaverse, as conceived by Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, you cannot even scratch your virtual nose without permission of a program controlled completely by the company. No one who enters the metaverse of any kind, has any autonomy. Their every move is at the discretion of the digital controls of corporations such as Meta that reserve the right to refuse freedom of movement to anyone. And what you really need to understand when you're hearing things like this is that this is not a problem that the metaverse has to try to overcome. This is the point of the metaverse. This is the ultimate goal that they are trying to reach. It's not some sort of issue that they need to work out and something that they need to confront. No. The metaverse is impossible without this aspect, and the implementation of the metaverse is contingent on this aspect. The fact that you will not be able to do anything, own anything, say anything without the express approval of your corporate overlords. That's the point of the metaverse, and that's the point of the Great Reset. It's not a flaw, it's baked into the code. It's the reason they're doing it. And if you think it's the metaverse where this problem is worse, just understand that this is the Great Reset New World Order paradigm that they're trying to implement in real life, and they're trying to overlay their own controlled, digital, manufactured, imagined world on top of the real world so that they have complete control. I haven't even seen this headline. Complete control over your every action. Mark Zuckerberg says Meta employees refer to him as the Eye of Sauron, but thinks the nickname comes from a place of love. Yeah. Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg's just like, I love when people call me Satan. I think it's because they love me. I love when they refer to me as the embodiment of evil, the ever-watching eye, flaming eye of Satan himself. I think it's because they like me so much. And think about the stories that we've covered over and over. And really, again, it's an aspect of their most basic, like, foundational ideology or mindset or whatever you want to call it, that you'd see headline after headline, story after story of people who work at Facebook saying it's horrible. You have to pretend to be happy all the time. And if you aren't happy, they will ostracize you. And if you dare to disagree with what they say, they'll fire you or destroy your life or kick you out of your friend group, whatever it is. It's like, it's the same things you hear from the people that are quitting Kamala Harris's administration, right? They're just like, oh, it was awful. Everybody bullies you all the time, and you're forced to conform to this groupthink, and it's just horrific and brutal, and makes you question your own sanity. I'm not even going to read that headline. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to talk about it. But again, there's something sick about these people. There's something deep-seated in their soul that is vicious, and it uses very simple methods of control in the same way. Like, they're the same methods, we talk about this many times, same methods that an abusive husband will use to control his wife. It's the same levers being pulled. It's the same very simplistic, psychological prerogatives that are being exploited. Just in this case, on a global scale, or a national scale rather than an individual scale. And it's not an out, you know, Facebook's not an outlier in this regard. Disney's experiencing it as well, aren't they? With the Disney Corporation supporting, you know, transgender children, not just supporting, but creating, fostering, establishing, right, through their propaganda. They want more children to be just utterly confused about the most basic reality. And you have people that work at Disney. In fact, there's a video spread, being spread around now because it's Disney employees protesting their own company and saying it's incredibly hard to be a conservative that works at Disney because they force you to go along with their agenda. And in the Great Reset stakeholder capitalism paradigm that's pushed by Klaus Schwab, corporations have an outsized influence because of the amount of money and capital they control and because they can dictate to their employees what they're allowed to believe. Not fully, not 100%, but if you want to keep your job, if you don't want to be fired, then you better conform. You better push our agenda, and you better act like you enjoy it. And so that's what they're doing in Florida. And it's not really working there. I know I had a caller the other day that was saying, well, you know, you look at what Disney's trying to do. They're trying to force, or no, maybe it was the debate I was doing. I can't even remember. But they're saying it didn't work. Yeah, it didn't work because Florida still passed the bill. Okay, but they're still doing it. And it still works in other places. You know, Salesforce threatened to leave Idaho, I believe it was, unless they scrapped a bill that had to do with homosexuality. I don't remember what it was, but it passed through the legislature. It had been approved of by the representatives of the people, whose will was expressed by their electoral choice of these people to go make this law. But all of that got overridden, and the governor vetoed it because Salesforce, run by Mark Benioff, who is the understudy of Klaus Schwab, sort of the next in line for the crown of the World Economic Forum, and a very prominent proponent of the stakeholder capitalism agenda, used their corporate weight to force the people of Idaho to comport to their ideology rather than the other way around. So this is what they do. This is what their design is. And whether you're in the metaverse or whether you're in the world controlled by the same people that run the metaverse, your every action, your every purchase, your every statement will have to conform to their desires, regardless of whether they're the minority or the majority, regardless of whether they're right or wrong, regardless of whether they're openly announcing, as the deep state is now, that they're using misinformation to lie to the American people. You still can't question it because they're in charge. It's really not that complicated. But here's what is complicated. The tangled webs they weave in this cabal. Disney names Hillary Clinton campaign deputy communications director as lead spokesperson. The Walt Disney Company has named Christina Shake as the new lead spokesperson, the political operative who worked as an aide in the Obama White House and again as deputy communications director for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign will start immediately. The appointment comes after President Joe Biden tapped Shake last year to lead the coronavirus vaccination campaign at the Department of Health and Human Services. It's just, I don't know who this woman is, but boy, is she involved in a lot of evil stuff. She's just hopping from evil corporation to evil campaign to evil health organization. It's just like leapfrog, like evil leapfrog. All right, that's going to do it for me. Royce White on the other side takes over for the Alex Jones Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
April 2022 just kicked off.